This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can we visit tourist sites that happen to be a grave, such as the pyramids in Egypt, for example? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, verse 11, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ انظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And also in Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Travel on earth and look at how the outcome or the end of the mukaddibin, the one who belied the prophets or rejected the prophets, and the mujrimin, the criminals and the disbelievers. And Imam Al-Qasimi, rahimahullah, said, those who travel around on earth, because they travel to sites to see the remaining signs or remaining homes or places from people who have done good or bad in the past, for the person to reflect upon their life, to reflect upon their experience. So here we say that in general, it is permissible to visit places, even if it belongs to non-Muslim, even if it is a place of worship, like temples or churches or things like this, as long as you don't go there for the purpose of worshiping Allah or thinking there is a ritual to be done there. No, just to see it. Like Umm Salama radiallahu anha, she said to the Prophet ﷺ that when she was here and Umm Habiba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, when the Prophet ﷺ, before he died, he was in his bed, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, when we travel in Abyssinia, we went and we visited this church. They have beautiful architect and beautiful writing and pictures. And Nabi Sassan didn't tell them it was haram for you to do that or not allowed to do that. He just told them how that it is in Islam absolutely not allowed for people to draw pictures and images of people in the places of worship or to build a place of worship over the grave of someone. But the concept itself was approved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is entering that place. And there's plenty of narrations where the Sahaba entered churches and places of that nature. So if you're a tourist and you see something like that, you want to go and look at it, it is permissible. As for the graveyard, pyramids is a tourist place, is not a graveyard in the sense of graveyard. It's a grave for somebody was buried there, but it is an iconic place. You're allowed to go and to see it and to reflect upon the story of Musa alayhi salam and the people of Pharaoh and his people. There is a plenty of stories of the scholars who lived in Egypt, used to visit the pyramids, have picnic there, like Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, and so many other scholars who happened to be lived in Egypt rahimahumullah jami'a. So if you go there, I guess you can go visit the pyramids and just reflect upon the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun.
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.